If your life was exactly like you wanted it, you got to work the amount of hours that you wanted to work. You got to pour into the people that you love pouring into. You got to take vacations or do whatever it is that you love for extracurricular activities with yourself, your friends, your family, whatever you prefer. What if all of that was just how you wanted it? The amount of time you took off, the amount of hours you work, the amount of time you spent with family, the amount of time you get to do what you wanted to do. If your revenue wasn't quite where you wanted it, would you be okay? A lot of times we focus, and I will always call myself out. I've also been in this cycle before, where we focus heavily on the revenue, the amount of money that we make. And sometimes we get to look at, what else am I getting out of this? So maybe my revenue is not exactly where I want it to be, but my life is good. My quality of time is good. My time to do what I want for myself is good. I'm able to buy things I wasn't able to do. Maybe I'm not able to go buy everything that I want right in this moment, but the quality of my life is really, really good. Think about it. It's really hard to get more of anything, money, time, whatever it looks like in your life. It's hard to get any more of that until we are grateful and happy for what we have now. Maybe it's not the life that you would design 100%. Maybe there are room for improvement, and quite honestly, we should always have room for improvement, right? That's how we grow. But just looking at everything right now, what's really good? Even if it could be really better. That's deep, right? That hits hard. But a lot of times we're so focused on where we want to go that we can't reflect on where we've come, right? Where we're at right now and how good things really, really are. Because if you're listening to this live, it's the week of Thanksgiving. I think it's perfect to reflect. Maybe the money isn't where you want it to be. Maybe your life isn't exactly how you thought it would be. Maybe this isn't the goal that you set yourself on January 1st of this year. Maybe you thought you would be further. Just like when I ask somebody what their definition of success is, it's always going to be different depending on the person. Everybody sees success as something different. A lot of times it is money, but it's not always money. Because if the money wasn't quite there, but everything else was good, most of the time we're okay, right? I'm doing this program right now with my coach, and one of the words in the program is prosperity. And I got to sit and thinking this morning, prosperity is the condition of being successful or thriving. Now, if we want to think about it economically, of course, it's like well-being, but it doesn't say anything about money. How can we feel prosperous right now? How can we feel grateful and blessed right now? When you look up the word prosperous, which is a version of prosperity, the definition is enjoying vigorous and healthy growth, flourishing. Again, growth can mean money in some people's minds, but growth is also you growing as a human being, you being better than you were yesterday, So are you growing? Do you feel prosperous? Can you literally look back at this day last year and see the growth trajectory that's happened? Can you see and realize how prosperous you really are? It definitely puts things in perspective. And we can look at the world and we can watch the news and we can sit here and stress out and think about all the things we don't have. But when you realize what you actually do have, that's when you're wealthy, that's when you're rich, and that's when you can show up as the confident, prosperous woman that you are to your audience, knowing that it can only get better. Because what I have right now is pretty freaking good.